So you might let yourself take care to arrive into your posture. This isn't the prelude to practice. This is the practice. Yeah, the attending to the arriving bringing our awareness to sitting and knowing that we're sitting. Sometimes it's a support to soften the gaze or close the eyes as a way of simplifying the input that the mind is receiving. The visual field is so rich and compelling. It's often part of what pulls us into the thinking mind. And so it's a gift to simplify, to release the pull of the visual world and to rest into the simpler world of sensation. And as you come into the body, there might be a little gentle moving, maybe a slight swaying side to side or forward and back, ever so slightly, as a way of finding that center point where the body can sit aligned, balanced, at ease. Coming into relative stillness. Sitting in the middle of all that might be happening. The swirl of the mind. The sounds in the room, perhaps in this settling of the body, you can begin to touch the seed of equanimity. Of peaceful presence. feeling the length of the spine. And beginning to let the muscles of the body relax. A little bit like hanging a coat on a hanger. We let our muscles release. We let them hang on the skeleton, knowing that the bones will do the work. And this is an opportunity for the body, for the muscles to rest. Giving the body some time to settle for the knots to reveal themselves. And to begin to soften, to loosen. And it's not a process we can rush or make happen through force of will or effort. It has the energy of flower blossoming, the petals just open, often under the warm gaze of the sun, when they're given space, time, care. Let letting the body soften in this way. And as the body softens and settles, allowing your awareness to soften and settle on the breath. Wherever the breath is most accessible, most easeful and enjoyable to feel and follow. Seeing if it's possible to just glide along with the inhalation, and the exhalation. It might be that there's a lot of distraction in the mind or something going on in the body, but to keep coming home to the breath, even if it's just a momentary visitation of awareness, a bit like a hummingbird taking a sip of nectar from a flower. And in these moments of presence, of touching in to the felt sense of the breath, noticing if there's anything pleasant or delightful, a sense of ease or contentment. Maybe even joy. The joy of stillness. Or simplicity. Or presence. And if there is even a droplet of joy, drinking it in, this nectar of goodness, that might be here in your practice, even in the midst of distraction or agitation, disturbance in the mind or the body, taking in the nourishment of the moments of joy, of peace, of presence. And as you touch that, sense of gentle contentment or those drops of joy, you might see if that's felt or expressed in the body somewhere, somehow. Maybe in a deeper sense of relaxation or ease. Maybe a quality of warmth or lightness or brightness. And you might begin to gather that warmth, that ease, that brightness towards your heart center. Sometimes it can be supportive to bring a hand to the heart center as a way of attending. To this place. Perhaps beginning to breathe into and through the heart center, letting the in-breath bring awareness to the opening, the lifting through the chest. The exhale, bringing a softening, a deeper relaxation. Each inhalation gathering the warmth, the goodness, the brightness of your practice into your heart. There may even be a felt sense or an image of like a soft light, the heart, white or yellow or pink glow. With each inhalation, that energy, that warmth, or that light is enlivened. With each exhalation, there might become the sense of a radiating outward, this warmth, this goodness, this gladness. Again, no forcing. This isn't an effortful endeavor. It's just a very gentle letting the energy of the breath enliven with each inhalation. And a spreading or a gentle sharing with each exhalation. Feeling the warmth enlivened with each inhalation and the gentle radiation of this brightness out into the world with each exhalation. This warmth that's been cultivated through the steadiness and stability of body and mind and intention. And ease and joy and goodness. It just naturally arises, naturally flows, drop by small little drop. From the goodness of presence, and perhaps in these final moments of practice today, perhaps pairing this brightness with a simple wish perhaps a moment of wishing for yourself. Oh, may I be well. May I be well. Drinking in the nourishment of your practice. And then with the exhalation, sending this wish outwards, may all beings be well. May all beings be well. Perhaps taking a slightly deeper breath or two, widening your awareness back out to the body as a whole, sitting here. Widening your awareness to intentionally take in sounds in the space where you're sitting. And then slowly widening your awareness by opening your eyes and gently welcoming back in the visual field, bringing quality of presence with you as you come back into this space that we share. So, welcome back. It's good to be with you all after being away last week. I'm delighted that you are each here today. It's lovely to see your sweet smiles and to share.
See your sweet cat.
Yes, there she is. To share this time. And I thought today I would share some brief reflections in this ongoing theme, this exploration of these heart qualities in what I'm hoping is more and more of an experience, not ideas about equanimity or joy or kindness, but different gateways into touching these heart qualities so that they can be embodied and expressed in the world. They can be felt in your life. And so today, I want to unpack a couple of ingredients in the guided meditation. And it's this threading together equanimity and joy, and then bringing kindness back in. I had thought we were going to bring compassion in first, and the inspiration today was kindness instead. It's just what flowed. So equanimity is this quality of steadiness, of balance, of the capacity to sit in the middle of it all. Venerable Dhammadipa, a Theravada nun, has this beautiful way of summarizing equanimity. She says, equanimity is engagement without entanglement. Engagement without entanglement. So it's this deep presence of being connected to life. It's not that detachment that sometimes we think of equanimity as, you know, cool, sort of a remove. And we've talked about this. It's actually a deep engagement. And that steadiness helps us land in the moment. And that landing offers a foundation actually for the heart to blossom, you know, like a flower to open. It has some place. Because, you know, on those days, you have those days where you're like, wow, I'm too busy, I'm too tired, I'm really stressed. There's actually no, and the heart often feels like it's not particularly open or receptive or caring. At least that's the case for this heart on those days. But when there's more stability or ease or groundedness, the heart can be more open. I'm particularly aware of this coming out of retreat. It's like, oh yeah, now there's some place for my heart to sit, you know, to rest into the resource of stability. And then we often gather, you know, we gather our attention to something like the breath, which is another, you know, way of landing. And if we really look, there can be a sense of ease or peace or enjoyment or delight, sometimes even a quiet joy or not so quiet joy, of just like the simplicity of the breath. Do you ever have that in your practice? Like even just a flicker of like, oh, what a relief. Here's my Wednesday, noon, hour, and like there's nobody to take care of. I don't have to hang out with my to-do list. I got to close my email for an hour and to just be. There's actually quite a sense of satisfaction or nourishment in that. And there might still be a lot going on, chaos in the mind. The mind's still going, oh yeah, I gotta remember. And oh yeah, yeah. But we've intended, we've gathered, and we keep gathering. And we can touch into and sip the nectar of those moments of contentment or presence, just like a hummingbird. So that image for me, often it's like that hummingbird with that metabolism needs a lot of drops of nectar, right? And it just gets a little bit from each flower. It's not like it can park itself at one blossom and just fill up, right? So we just get little moments. Oh, this breath. Yay, I was here for this one breath. And we often orient to what's not here. Oh, you know, we orient to this sense of the agitation or the parts of us that are still tense. And this is like an invitation to reorient towards the droplets of ease, the droplets of joy. Because if we added all those up in a day, even in a really stressful day, we still have, it might be a thimbleful, it might be a cupful, it might be a thermosful of ease or joy. It's just not coming in like a pitcher all at once. But so we have to orient ourselves. And then when we can touch into that, there can be sometimes this gathering in to the heart space. It's like the joy is a little bit like the fuel based on this foundation that allows us to keep attending to and opening the heart into kindness is the flavor we're visiting. You know, we have this inherent draw towards the pleasant. Sometimes that gets us in trouble because the pleasant becomes sticky and we want to cling to it, you know. The chocolate chip cookie or the, wow, I'm having a really good sit today. Like my mind is really quiet. And you ever notice as soon as you have that thought, like the mind spins off, right? We lose it. So orienting towards pleasant sometimes gets us in trouble because we get a little clingy. But orienting towards pleasant is also a good resource. Because the mind likes to hang out with things that are pleasant. And these heart qualities of equanimity, joy, kindness, compassion actually feel good. And there is a way of drinking them in without getting all entangled in them. That's the support of equanimity. It helps us engage with the heart qualities without getting all clingy and entangled. And as I'm saying this, you might go, oh, I don't know how to do that. It's okay. We're pointing in this direction. It's like each of these little talks is always pointing towards what's the map of the mind and heart. So that if you land in a moment where you're like, oh, I'm settled and it feels good to be with the breath. And actually I notice there's some warmth or ease or openness in the heart. It's kind of like these teachings and practice is more about recognizing the territory when you're in it. It's not about here's the roadmap, get in your car, drive here, and this is the destination you're going to arrive at. It's we're mapping the territory so more and more you recognize where you are. And when you recognize it, The invitation is to rest back into it, to stoke it, to just give it space to breathe. So if there's some warmth in the heart, breathing into it and then letting it radiate out from you. And so next week, we'll be actually looking a little bit at that practice of radiating metta or kindness. So this is sort of a lead-in or preparation for touching into the heart in this way. Often metta is taught with phrases. Many of you are familiar with that, and it's a beautiful entry point. There's also this practice of radiating metta that's more of a felt sense, which is a beautiful additional pathway to accessing and practicing metta, because for some people the phrases don't really work, or sometimes the phrases don't always work. So it's good to have options. So that's what we'll be opening into. So I'll just offer us a few minutes, maybe about 5 minutes in your breakout rooms today, to just talk about these ingredients, if they speak to you in any way, of how the stability of equanimity, the joy of presence, or the pleasure of being with the breath might open the heart. So we'll give you a little time and enjoy each other's company. It'll be about 5 minutes. Welcome back. And so I'll just see if there's any brief comment before I close with a short poem and an invitation. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll comment. In our group, two of us picked up a couple phrases from you that was so important. I loved the coat hanger analogy. That helped me relax my body. And then another one loved the sliding in and sliding out of the breath. So this is really helpful.
Okay. Beautiful. I'm so glad. And those are drops of nourishment. When there's an image or a phrase that works for you, it's like, oh yeah, this is my teaching. You know, it's like trusting that resonance. It's why we don't have to take notes necessarily in this practice. We're taking notes in the body and heart when something lands, like we know it to be true. Rather than trying to like capture everything, you know, that's said. It's a different, that's the embodied learning. Yeah.
In our group we talked about the little, like a thimble full of joy, and that image, we like that as a way to think about things.
Beautiful. So it's this journey of making it accessible. So what I would invite is, here's the real teacher and teaching in terms of joy and presence. I invite you to just you take these gems with you into your practice this week and sort of look for how these qualities of heart come together and support each other. Part of the deep kind of exploration of many weeks and revisiting some of these is that we're learning how they are ingredients for being able to support us in meeting life. And that's, I think, where we'll go after this series, is carrying this out into meeting the world and some of what's out there that we face, you know, day to day and, you know, even long term. It's like these ingredients can be invited in, cultivated, balanced with each other so that we can feel a wholeness and a readiness. So I'll just close with a very short poem that I think speaks to this quality of engagement without entanglement. And it's entitled This Morning by David Budbill. Oh, this life, the now, this morning, which I can turn into forever by simply loving what is here, is gone by noon. Oh, this life, the now, this morning, which I can turn into forever by simply loving what is here, is gone by noon. So, it's been a joy to be with you and to share this time and this really this sacred practice and inquiry that sustains us. And I look forward to being